PYA England, Performance for Young Audiences, Arts Consultancy Brief. PYA England is the English branch of ACTERS UK, the National Centre for the UK and the gateway for Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland and England to ACTERS International. It's made up of over 70 professionals, individuals and organisations who make work for young audiences. It promotes ACTERS opportunities and aims to connect artists in the UK with artists abroad. The pillars of ACTERS UK are internationalism, professional and talent development, and advocacy. We celebrate excellence in the performing arts for young audiences, whilst promoting and protecting PYA across the UK, advancing the growth of the industry so that it can enrich and nourish both artists making work and young people's experience of the world through live performance. PYA England is led by a voluntary steering group. The brief. PYA England are looking for a consultant to help build a new structure for the development of performance for children and young audiences. The process will explore the potential for internationalism, talent development and diversification, advocacy and showcasing. Context. PYA England recently undertook a scoping exercise led by LIM Associates to explore the viability of a national or international showcase or festival of work for young audiences in the north of England. A copy of the summary report is available at articles/articles/scoping-the-viability-of-a-national-showcase-or-festival-work-for-young-audiences-in-the-north-of-England. The full report is available on request. Whilst some of the context may have changed since the report was written, the ambition of PYA England has not changed. This new piece of work may include some additional scoping of the current state of the sector, but should be clear on how it will move to action and the practical delivery of outcomes and outputs. The next step will be capacity building and partnership development activity with the aim of creating effective structures to develop the three pillars of internationalism, talent development, and advocacy. PYA England are looking for an individual or job share approach who will lead this process. The activity will include bringing together a group of at least five expert sector partners to explore the partnership model outlined in the scoping report. Some partners may have already been approached and haven't expressed an interest in taking part. Developing consortium infrastructure, such as partnership agreement and a framework for delivery. Rigorously exploring the challenges and questions raised through the scoping report and subsequent ACE feedback, Arts Council England. A health check of the current state of the sector in terms of relevance and viability. An interrogation with sector partners of how to meet some of the sector development aims. 1. Development of talent. 2. Advocacy for and showing of homegrown work to national and international delegates. 3. Commitment to improving diversification, inclusivity and accessibility of the sector both through leadership and representation on the stage. The ideal candidate will manage committed sector partners to work collaboratively to achieve a successful outcome. Project timeline. Closing date for responses, 5 p.m. Friday 26th of July. Interviews, Thursday 5th p.m. and Friday 6th September. Budget. A budget of up to £11,500 is available for the work to include fees, expenses and VAT. An additional £1,500 is available as an access fund. Timescale. It is proposed that the work is delivered between October 2024 and July 2025. Outcome. The appointed candidate will bring together PYA consortium members and support them to agree a model that can achieve PYA England's proposed objectives. Expected outputs: a partnership agreement between PYA consortium members, a detailed strategic and action plan outlining next steps. This is a complex piece of work involving multiple stakeholders and consortium members. It's expected that the successful candidate will be able to show the detail of how they will manage the work to achieve the outcome and outputs. It is likely that a strategy and action plan will include a viable fundraising and financial plan, an approach to managing communications, particularly in terms of diversity and inclusion, a proposal for deliverables, an analysis of risk, and an effective way of evaluating and monitoring outcomes. Management and reporting arrangements. The appointed candidate will be contacted by Assetage UK. They will be expected to work closely with the PYA England Steering Group to ensure that objectives are met within an appropriate timeframe. Confidentiality. The appointed organisation or individual is required to maintain the confidentiality of all propriety or privileged information which they may be party to during the contract. They're expected to work on behalf of Assetage UK. How to submit a response. The successful appointee will be able to demonstrate the following: knowledge of the national and international festival context, ideally including those specifically for work for young audiences. Organisational and partnership development expertise, specifically in collaborative models of governance and leadership. Minimum of 5 years senior management experience in a cultural sector. Minimum of 5 years senior management experience in cultural sector. Strong understanding of UK funding structures. Commitment to high quality performance for all children and young people, and to PYA England's aims of diversification, inclusivity and accessibility of the sector. Strong interpersonal and organisational skills to engage effectively with stakeholders nationally and internationally. Administrative and project management skills. Availability to deliver the project in line with the required timescales. Those interested in working on this brief should provide a quotation document, video or audio file no longer than 1,000 words or 8 to 10 minutes long, which should include a response to the brief and outlining how you propose to deliver it, a timetable for delivery, a breakdown of days and costs, including VAT related to management against the planned work. If you are planning to involve other members of a team, please provide a statement of the number of days and hours each team member will work, along with their job title and daily rates if applicable. The following should be included as appendices: CVs and details of the personnel proposed to carry out the work, examples of previous relevant work, names and contact details of two referees, at least one of these should have knowledge of your work in a similar capacity, completed equal opportunities form. Please send responses to this brief to applications.pya@gmail.com no later than 5 p.m. Friday the 26th of July. To discuss the brief or for more information, in the first instance, please contact Ruth Hill via applications.pya@gmail.com. Please note that PYA England will be assessing all submissions received against the following criteria: understanding of the brief and key objectives, proposed approach, experience and expertise, value for money.